This conference is being recorded.
The best part of me out.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to those of you from around the world. This is Vicky Follens from the Trademark Clearinghouse, and we are delighted to have you here today in our presentation of the Trademark Clearinghouse that will mostly go about Dot Club. So we are happy to have Jeff from Dot Club here available to come and present you the sunrise and more information about Dot Club. Nevertheless, we do want to share some stuff about the Clearinghouse. We're just going to go a real light introduction, definitely for those of you that are new. What is the Clearinghouse? Give you an update on the statistics about the Clearinghouse. Give you some information on the Sunrise calendar. Then I'm going to give it over to Jeff, who will provide you with his presentation on Dot Club. And at the end, we will have a Q&A session. Now, before we start, we just want to go over the general rules about how we present the webinar. So all of you will be muted. You can pose any questions through the chat. You will see on your screen, on the left hand on the top of the corner, a chat box or a balloon there where you can click on that and actually pose your question to us. For those of you that are joining and do not have an audio, please note that you can select Join Audio and the system will dial you in automatically. Of course, if you don't have audio, I'm guessing that you will not hear this, but I hope you read it on the sides here. And we will be recording this presentation, and we will make sure that this presentation will also be sent to you or will be put on our website the most convenient way. And with that, again, for those of you that are already a trademark holder and a trademark agent, we will be going on through some introductory slides, not a lot of the slides on the Trademark Clearinghouse, but we just want to make sure that everybody is aware of what the Trademark Clearinghouse is. As these webinars are also open for non-users, it's important to make sure that everybody is aware of what the Trademark Clearinghouse does. So what is the Trademark Clearinghouse? Well, first of all, the Trademark Clearinghouse was put together by ICANN and the community, where Deloitte is the verification provider. And the Trademark Clearinghouse was actually built in order to provide trademark holders with a one-stop solution to protect their trademarks throughout the whole new GTLD program. So not just for one sunrise, not for two sunrises, but for all the sunrises or for all the new GTLDs that will be launching. And as you know, there are more than 1,200 GTLDs that will launch in the next coming years. So it's a one-time submission, meaning you have to provide your trademark information, your proof of use, and your signed declaration one time to the Trademark Clearinghouse. As I said, it's not for one sunrises, but for all of the sunrises. And there is no barrier on languages, scripts, or jurisdictions. So the Trademark Clearinghouse is a global database that accepts all trademarks, registered trademarks, court-validated marks, marks protected under statute or treaty, so geographical indications, for example. So we accept all of those no matter where they are coming from. And at this moment, we are happy to say that we have already trademarks coming from 115 different jurisdictions, so it is indeed a truly global Trademark Clearinghouse. What does the Trademark Clearinghouse actually do for you? So in first instance, when you submit your information, so there are some qualifications that you need to check before you submit your trademark to the Clearinghouse, we verify that information. Once you receive an email from us saying that your trademark has been verified and your proof of use has been verified and it is valid, you receive an SMD file, a signed mark data file that is an encrypted file that shows, when you provide it to the registrar and registry, that actually shows that you have submitted your trademark to the clearinghouse and the clearinghouse has found your trademark record valid. With this SMD file, you can actually pre-register your domain name that matches your trademark during any sense you like. Pre-registration, what does that mean? Is this pre-registration before anything goes live? No, this is pre-registration, meaning each GTLD has to organize a sunrise period, allowing trademark holders to be able to register their domain name that is identical to their trademark before anybody else can. So pre-registration, sunrise periods, those are terms that are used hand in hand, but they mean the same thing. It is a prior right that you are receiving as a trademark holder to benefit and to protect your trademark within the clearinghouse. What else does the clearinghouse provide you with? It provides you with a sort of monitoring system. That actually means that you will receive a trademark claim notification, what we call it, when somebody else would register your domain name that matches your trademark in the clearinghouse. How is that possible, you might ask, because I already submitted my trademark during sunrise. Well, of course, if you submitted your trademark during sunrise and your domain name was registered, you won't receive a trademark claims notification. However, with the one that more than 1,000 keys, you might not be of interest in receiving or obtaining a domain name, for all those different GTLDs. But you will most likely be interested in receiving information about who is actually registering a domain name that matches your trademark. And that is why we have the trademark claims notification. So it is a monitoring system. It will last throughout the GTLD process, so it's not limited in time. If you have heard that the limitation of trademark claims notification is only 90 days, that is slightly incorrect. So we have a mandatory trademark claims period of 90 days. What does this entail? This also entails that when a domain name applicant would apply for a domain name that registers during general availability, he will actually receive and claim himself, saying this trademark is, or this domain name is matching this trademark and this jurisdiction and all the trademark information that is in the clearinghouse. Do you still want to proceed? When he proceeds, you will receive the trademark claims notification that I am talking about that I just mentioned. After these 90 days, you will still receive a notification when somebody would register a domain name. However, the acknowledgement that the domain name applicant would receive in the 90 days, he will not receive that as of the 91st day. But you will at least still be warned when somebody does register a domain name, and then you can take the appropriate actions that you would like. And the Trademark Clearinghouse does work with registries that are providing additional rights protection mechanisms, such as donuts, which is actually allows you to block your trademark from being registered, called a DPML. We also know that other registries will be providing these kind of services as well, so it's an important lookout to take care of when you are registering or when you want to apply for a domain name. It might be more interesting to block your mark then actually register as a domain name. That, of course, depends on your own personal strategy. Where are we today? We are happy to announce that we have more than 27,000 trademark records in the clearinghouse, and a lot of trademark holders are opting for multiple year registrations. What are the advantages of multiple year registrations? Well, of course, you will receive notifications throughout the years that you record your trademark record with the clearinghouse. Secondly, your SMD file is also valid for that term. So if you record your trademark record in the clearinghouse for 3 years, then your SMD file will be valid for 3 years, meaning that you can participate in any sunrise you like for all of those GTLDs that launch in those 3 years. So that's an important note as to why people are registering for multiple years instead of 1 year. 88% of the trademark records are coming through a trademark agent. What is a trademark agent? So trademark agents are representatives of the Trademark Clearinghouse. They consist out of different law firms, trademark agents, brand agents, for example, who have entered into an agreement with the Trademark Clearinghouse and who are offering these services on behalf of the Trademark Clearinghouse and are entering the information on behalf of the trademark holders. We currently have more than 178 trademark agents representing a worldwide global overview and also be able to assist you in the applicable language that you would like to receive assistance. Trademark records are coming from organizations from 90 different countries. As I said, we have 100 and 115 jurisdictions that are already represented. The top 10 jurisdictions, as you can see here on the left-hand side of the slide, number one is the United States, number two is the European Trademark Office. Then we have the international, the White Blue Trademark Office, so the international registrations are being accepted, and France, Germany, United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, Spain, and China is in our top 10. So you clearly see that it is indeed a very global trademark clearinghouse, and we are happy to see that the message is spreading out throughout the world. Sunrise periods, so as I mentioned before, so you have a pre-registration or a sunrise period, so each TLD has to provide this. Most TLDs are providing a 60-day sunrise period. Does that mean that you have 60 days to wait until you can register with a trademark clearinghouse? No, you don't have to wait to register or record your trademark record with the clearinghouse, and we do not recommend you to wait until at the end of a current sunrise due to the fact that it can take a couple of days to verify all the information, to make sure that you have the SMD file ready and working to provide to your registrar, for example. So we recommend to already submit your trademark record, even though if there's not a current sunrise, you will already receive notifications during these sunrises if you're not interested in registering. From the 1,200 GTLDs that we know will go live, 111 sunrises have been confirmed. What does that mean? This actually means that the registries have gone through the TMDB or Trademark Clearinghouse Database testing phase, that their launch program has been certified by ICANN, and ICANN has announced these sunrises. As soon as ICANN announces the sunrises on their website, we provide you with the same information, and sometimes when we receive confirmation from the registries, we also update our website accordingly. 44 TLDs are now open for sunrise, so we have 111 confirmed. 44 are actually at this moment accepting sunrise registrations, so you can already, in 44 different TLDs, go ahead and register your trademark as a domain name prior to anybody else. And 40 sunrises have currently closed. What does that mean? That means that you have no longer a prior right to register your trademark as a domain name. That does not mean that you currently still cannot decide to register your domain name. So that's still possible. However, this also means that they are in a trademark claims period. So now these 90 days, mandatory 90 days for these 40 different sunrise, for the 40 different TLDs has started. So that means that anybody who is applying for a domain name that matches your trademark in the clearinghouse will receive a notification saying, are you sure you want to proceed? Because you might infringe this trademark, because this is indeed recorded in the clearinghouse, and if somebody does proceed with the registration, then you will receive a notification from us. We list all of the TLDs and all of the sunrises on our website. You can bookmark sunrise.clearinghouse.org. So for those of you that are only coming through with us through audio, I'm just going to repeat, it's sunrise.clearinghouse.org, and there you can follow up on the different sunrises. As soon as the sunrise is closed, normally the TLD will not be listed any longer on our website. And as you currently can also see, we are providing more information on our website, such as the event today, the webinar that we are doing with .club. It has been listed on our website. We do ask you to regularly check our event page so that you are more familiar on the different webinars that we'll be presenting, because we understand that you are receiving quite a lot of emails from us, and in order to make sure that you are not spammed by us, we will ask you to actually take a look on the website on a regular basis to be updated as to what is going on with the Trademark Clearinghouse. For those of you that are not yet on our Twitter account, we do advise you to become a member of our Twitter account, become a member of our group, because of the fact that we provide you with updates through tweets as well. So that provides you with more information onto what we're doing and what new services that the Trademark Clearinghouse might be offering. Here you see an overview of the sunrises that have launched in the last 10 days, and we are actually very happy to announce as well that not only the new GTLDs are obligatory to connect with the Trademark Clearinghouse and the Trademark Clearinghouse database, but we also see now that TLDs that are not part of the new GTLD program are connecting to us and are offering, for example, sunrises. And .co.com is one of those TLDs that will be offered that offer sunrise registrations at this moment, and they will be presenting also a presentation next week. We also have .watch, .reviews, .wiki, .expert, .cool, .football, .social, .work. So these are a number of TLDs that have launched in the 10 days. If you're interested in registering a domain name with these TLDs and you have not registered with the Clearinghouse yet, we strongly advise you to do so. As I said, it takes a couple of days, and even though that these sunrises will still be launching for the next couple of days, we really strongly recommend that you submit your trademark record to the Clearinghouse to make sure that you're ready to go. Which ones are closing? So if you're interested in these, then you definitely need to submit today your trademark record to the Clearinghouse, or you might be too late to register your domain name. But .company, .center, .management, .builders, .onl, so it's one online, .support, .berlin, .website in, if I'm not mistaken, Chinese characters and or in Chinese script, .academy, .computer, .systems, .email, .solutions, .training, .query, .online, that's also, I believe, my apologies for those that that my script is wrong. But these are the number of TLDs that are closing in the next 10 days, so if you're interested, please
we've got company management, email, solution.
And just to give you a highlight of what's coming up, and then I think that will be my last slide, and then I will hand it over to Jeff from .club. But, for example, in the next 10 days, what will open up is .kim, .pink, .red, .shiksha, .blue, .mobile, .wed. So these are our interesting TLDs as well. Again, even though that they're not yet opened, but if you're interested in registering with the Clearinghouse, obtaining your SMD file, we strongly recommend to do so. You can contact any of our agents. They are listed on our website, and they will be happy to assist you in your further application. And with that, I am happy to pass it over to Jeff, who will provide you with his presentation on .club.
Thank you very much, Vicki. Appreciate all the great information you just gave us, and thank you to the TMCH for giving us the opportunity to present .club, and most of all, thank you to everyone who's taking the time to listen and or view this webinar. So my name is Jeff Sass. I'm the Chief Marketing Officer for .club Domains, and we are the registry for .club. And this morning or this afternoon or whatever time it is for you, I'll take you through a little bit of the history and background of .club. Talk a little bit about the kinds of marketing support we're going to be giving to the domain name to support our registrar partners, and then talk a little bit about the value of a .club name for brands and trademark holders. So let me dive right in. So quick history. The company .club Domains was founded by Colin Campbell. Colin has a long history in the internet domain area. He was one of the founders of Two Cows, Internet Direct, and Hostopia. And when it was announced that the opportunity would be available to register for new top-level domains, Colin did a great deal of research and came to the conclusion that the real valuable opportunity was with verticalized and generic TLDs, and one name really stood out, and that was the word club. And so we applied only for .club. We've raised $8.2 million from private investors to support both the acquisition of the name and, of course, the operation of our company and the marketing of .club, et cetera. When we first applied, there were two other applicants, Donuts and Merchant Law Group, and the three of us went into a private auction in June of 2013. It was the first private auction held for the new TLDs, and we won the name in that auction. We signed our ICANN registry agreement in November, and of course, here we are today. Why did we choose Dot Club, and why did we choose to only apply for Dot Club, which is, makes us interesting as a registry? We're not a portfolio play. All of our focus and attention is on the Dot Club domain. One of the things that really excited us about Dot Club is the fact that the word club is truly a global brand. Club is spelt the same and means the same all over the world. We were recently in China, and in Beijing you'll see signs with Chinese characters followed by C-L-U-B in English. So it's recognized all over the world. And also, club is a word that has meaning. It immediately adds meaning to whatever you put to the left of the dot. It really expresses people coming together around a common interest or a passion. And club is short. As a domain extension, it's important. It's short. It's easy to remember. And as I said, it represents community loyalty and passion. And because of that, the word club appeals to both individuals and businesses. So we believe that there's a massive market for the Dot Club as a domain extension, and we're very excited about that. As you know, we're right now in the second half of our sunrise period. So our sunrise ends on March 29th. So as Vicki mentioned earlier, if you haven't yet registered your marks in the Trademark Clearinghouse, there's still time to do so, to participate in the Dot Club Sunrise, and we hope that you will. So that ends on March 29th. To follow through with the rest of our schedule, our land rush period will be from April 1st to May 1st. And then, of course, following land rush, we'll go into general availability for our public launch on May 7th, 2014. So that gives you an idea of the upcoming schedule. We really believe that Dot Club will be, you know, one of the top TLDs in 2014, and there's a number of reasons for that. First of all, the word club is truly ingrained in our language. It's used every day. It's used in many different ways. We did a little bit of analysis, and there's over 490,000.com and .org domain names now that have the word club to the left of the dot. We've consistently been in the top 10 or most popular categories amongst the registrars who have been holding pre-registration interests and pre-registrations for the new TLDs. We've been number 7 on GoDaddy's TLD watch list for quite some time. And again, speaking to the issue of the word club being so prevalent in our language, if you search on Google for the word club, there's nearly a billion search results just for the word club. And we're fortunate that we had our auction in June and resolved our contention. And when you look at some of the other domain names that are popular in terms of pre-registration interest, .app, .shop, et cetera, many of these names are really still in contention, and so it's uncertain when they'll be coming to market. We're probably the first top generic TLD that will be coming to market because we were able to resolve our contention early. So we see 2014 as a very big opportunity for Dot Club. Just to reiterate the point about how global the word club is, these were a couple of signs I saw traveling through Asia using the word club in English in ways that we'd be familiar with. So Dot Club is truly a global brand. In the lower corner is a sign for a credit card promotion in Tokyo. The other signs are from Beijing and Xiamen in China. And contrary to popular belief, the Love Club is not what it seems. It's actually a karaoke club. It's a KTV club in Xiamen, China. So it was okay for Colin and I to stand in front and visit that club without getting into trouble. So I want to talk a moment about the target markets for Dot Club as we see it. And again, you know, this is really on a global basis. As I mentioned, we believe the word club is all about passion. So this is your pyramid of passion. And we've broken down the market for Dot Club names into sort of 5 layers. The first one at the top is very obvious, and that is existing clubs and associations. There are many millions of existing clubs and associations that can benefit from a top from a Dot Club name, and many of them have long and unwieldy domain names currently, or they've had to abbreviate CC for country club or GC for golf club, for example, and they have a domain name that actually is not as good as what a Dot Club name would be for them. So there's a big opportunity with existing clubs and associations. The second layer is really what we're very excited about relative to our sunrise period, and that's talking about retailers and consumer-facing businesses and brands. Every brand that has a consumer-facing business has some type of loyalty or affinity program or reward program. They have social pages. And a Bat Club name is an ideal name to represent those retail loyalty and affinity programs and social pages. You know, when you put a brand name in front of the word club, it immediately sounds like their official club of customers and fans. Nike.club is the official club for fans of Nike and customers of Nike. And when you think about the social world we live in, it's very important because everyone wants to be part of a community. Everyone wants to do business with brands they trust, and brands are working very hard to build those communities. And that club name is a great way to express that. Continuing with the social thought, the third layer of our pyramid is online groups. There are over 600 million Facebook groups. There are groups on LinkedIn and Yahoo and Google. And all of these groups are really like little clubs. They're groups of people gathered around a common interest or passion. And there's a tremendous opportunity to use a Bat Club name, even to point to those social groups on other platforms. For example, your Facebook page or your Facebook group has a URL, facebook.com/groups/your name. That's a hard domain to market, and it's also something that you don't actually own and control. So you could have a Bat Club name and simply redirect it to your Facebook group, and now you have an identity for that group that you can market, that's easy to remember, and that you own and control. So if you ever change your mind about where you want it to point, you can do so in the future. So we see a very large opportunity for Bat Club names in the social world. The fourth layer of the pyramid, also one that you've probably thought of, is sports and entertainment. And we've already seen a number of well-known sports teams register their Bat Club names during our trademark sunrise. Outside the U.S. especially, every sports team is a club. Every sports team, hockey clubs, soccer clubs, football clubs, tennis clubs, and on and on and on. So there's a huge opportunity. And what's interesting about the Bat Club name is you have category killers, like, of course, soccer.club or football.club would be a category killer, but then you have all the regional permutations of that. So you might have the Boca Raton Golf.club and the San Antonio Golf.club, and every neighborhood has their own regional permutation of a potential Bat Club name. So there's a huge opportunity for sports and entertainment. And on the entertainment side, every band, every celebrity could have a Bat Club name to represent their fan club, their official group of fans, their community. And, of course, in the entertainment field, you have all the nightclubs and restaurants and bars that use club as part of their name that could now have a domain name that truly expresses what they are. So the sports and entertainment layer is also very, very big. And lastly, at the base of the pyramid, we see a big opportunity for passionate consumers. Everyone has hobbies. Everyone has something they're interested in, and a Bat Club name is a great way to express that interest. It tells you right away that this is something you're passionate about. Colin likes to tell the story of his daughter, a teenage daughter, and she's very much a fan of Sherlock Holmes. She's very interested in getting 221B.club and starting a little community along with her other friends who are fans of Sherlock Holmes. So anyone who has a passion can use a Bat Club name to express that passion. So we're very fortunate in that Bat Club is the only name we've applied for. So all of our energy, all of our resources is focused on making Bat Club successful and supporting our registrar partners. So we're spending quite a bit of money to promote Bat Club. We have over $2 million launch budget for Bat Club. We've had PR and social media marketing underway for quite some time. We have a full-time PR agency working with us, and we've had a lot of good coverage so far for Bat Club. We're also attending a lot of industry and vertical events in all the areas that we serve. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. We're running digital awareness campaigns online. We're doing direct marketing campaigns, both email and call center and direct mail. We're doing some outdoor advertising in select markets as well, taxi top and bus campaigns. We'll be doing some radio, both satellite and streaming radio, a lot of social media, some print, and, of course, quite a bit of support in the channel. We're doing a lot of channel support with our registrar partners as well. So we're behind Bat Club in a big way and want to help you be successful with it if you've registered a Bat Club name. These are just some examples of some of the PR we've gotten. Looks like the font didn't fit on the slide. Apologize for that. But we have continued PR media outreach going on. We've been in a number of publications, and it's not just in the U.S., but worldwide as well. Social media, we think, is a great venue4.club, and we have an active Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram community already around .club. And we invite you to follow us at get.club on Twitter or follow us on Facebook, and we're always providing new information there as well. Advertising. So we're spending a lot of advertising, and right now our advertising is very focused on supporting our Sunrise campaign. So we're doing a lot of targeted advertising to the intellectual property and trademark community. So we're advertising in addition to some of the domain industry publications, but to things like Lexology and WIPR that are focused on the IP trade now during our Sunrise period. The Boardroom is an example of a publication that targets the club industry. So we're doing very targeted advertising along the way at each stage of our launch. These are some examples of some ads that ran. We recently did a winter sports auction in conjunction with our partner CETO, and we advertised that auction in the Wall Street Journal. We did a great campaign in connection with one of our registrar partners, 1&1. In the lower corner here, you'll see the football match along with several other strings. We took some advertising along the border of the stadium during a soccer match. It was great because it was very targeted, made sense to have .club in a football ad. .football was part of that as well, and a few other strings. The match was televised, so we got additional exposure through the televised portion of the game as well as social media. So it was a nice campaign. And we like doing campaigns like that because we joined partners with other strings and with a registrar, so there was a clear call to action to the registrar, and the cost of that campaign were shared across the board between the registrar and all of the strings involved. So we like doing that kind of thing with our registrar partners. We're also sponsoring a lot of events that are focused on the verticals we appeal to. So I just came back from New York last night, where we were a sponsor of an INTA event in New York, the International Trademark Association. We'll be sponsoring a loyalty expo in Orlando, Florida later this month, which focuses on the brand loyalty business. We're attending the nightclub and bar convention in Las Vegas. 38,000 people in the nightclub and bar industry will be there. We're sponsoring NamesCon, which coincides with the launch of our Sunrise, of our Landrush period, on March 31st. And we also did the CMAA, which is the Club Managers Association meeting in Orlando, Florida. And we will continue to sponsor events that focus on the various targets for .club. And these are just some pictures from some of the events we've attended. So let's talk about Sunrise a little bit more. Obviously, with all the new TLDs coming to the market, it's important for brands to think about what's going to be valuable to them. You know, which extension is going to help your brand add value, help you in your communication, create an opportunity for you to brand parts of your business. So I want to talk a few moments about how .club can be used by a brand and trademark holder to both protect and serve their brand and trademark. When you think about corporate registrations in the past, it's mostly been focused on brand protection. You know, most of the trademark holders are interested in registering names to protect them from embarrassment, to avoid brand confusion, and to have control over any URLs that could potentially be negative. And that's how it's typically been. I think with the introduction of new TLDs and strings that actually have meaning, there's an opportunity to look beyond brand protection and also look for domain names that you can get that can also add value and extend and enhance your brand. And we think that .club is very much one of those brands. So I think that by registering a .club name during our Sunrise period, you're not only protecting your brand by protecting your community, but you're also acquiring a valuable asset that you can use in many aspects of your business, as we talked about, for your loyalty and affinity pages, for example. And we've seen a lot of brands that we know have loyalty clubs and affinity programs already registering their names in our Sunrise period thus far. So we think that message is getting out there. So by registering your .club name, you have the opportunity to own and control your community of customers. I mean, after all, when you think about it, every one of your customers, no matter what business you're in, your customers are already a part of your club. They're already a member of your club by being a customer. So it's important for a brand to be the logical authority of its community. And I think that a .club name helps establish you as that logical authority. So it's important to acquire your name to protect and own that community. But in addition to owning it for protection, it then becomes an asset that you can use. You can use your Doc Club name for your loyalty and reward program. You can use it for your social pages. And the world we live in today is extremely social. It's important for brands to be authentic and to be human. That's what consumers are looking for. That's why clubs are so popular, right? We all want to feel like we belong to something. So we all want to be part of a club. If you think about it, every one of you listening to this probably belongs to one or more clubs already. It's something that we do all the time. And the opportunity for brands to create their club around their community of customers is something that I think is very powerful. Even if you use it at first to redirect it to an existing loyalty program or an existing social page, it's still something that's highly marketable, highly memorable, and something that you can use as an asset, not just as a way to protect your brand. The other thing that's important to consider for brands is to think about category killers. Now, I know we're talking about Sunrise and we're talking about your trademarks, but in addition, there's a new opportunity with the introduction of all the new TLDs to go after a category killer that you may have not have had the chance to do during the .com era. So, for example, Barnes & Noble has book.com. So now Amazon has the opportunity to get book.club or any other category killers. So I strongly recommend that brands think about the verticals that they're in, the industries that they want to show leadership in, and consider getting the category killer names with new TLDs for those verticals. It's a way to further establish yourself as a leader in the market, and there's a lot of opportunities to do that. And we've already had several discussions with brands who have registered their trademarks in Sunrise and then have come to us outside of Sunrise to ask for other names that are not related to their brand trademark directly, but related to the industries they're in and the businesses that they serve. And this is a great opportunity for brands to put together a portfolio of domain names that are truly marketing assets. I think it's all about identity and marketing now, and this is a great opportunity for brands to step in. Lastly, I do want to mention our Founders Club program. We have set aside some marketing funds to support early adopters of the .club domain names. So in addition to registering your brand trademark, if you're expecting to use a .club name sooner rather than later and you'd like to be a part of our Founders Club program, we'd be happy to consider that. And as part of our Founders Club program, you know, not only will you be one of the early ones to market with a live .club page, but you'll also be able to benefit from some types of marketing support and additional marketing exposure that we would be able to provide as part of our Founders Club program. So anyone who's on this call who has either a trademark name or another name that they're interested in launching as a .club site and would like to be considered as part of our Founders Club, please don't hesitate to contact me. So that really gives a quick overview of our plans for .club, and again, I reiterate that our sunrise period closes out on March 29th, so there's still plenty of time to have your marks registered in the Trademark Clearinghouse if they're not there already, or to go ahead and register your brand or trademark .club name now if you're already in the clearinghouse. And these are some contact email addresses. You can feel free to contact me at any time, jeff@nicnic.club. If you'd like to call me, my phone number is 970-367-7277. I'm happy to field any calls at any time. And with that, I'll turn the controls back over to Vicki to take any questions.
Thank you, Jeff, and thank you for that wonderful explanation on .club. I must say I'm very enthusiastic about .club. For those of you that have questions for Jeff, please post them through the chat. We will take your questions. In the meantime, I already have a question for you, Jeff. Are there any special eligibility requirements to register during Sunrise for .club?
No, thank you for bringing that up, Vicki. .club is an open and unrestricted domain name, so there's no special qualifications. So during Sunrise, the only qualification are the requirements of the TMCH, but there's no other requirements from our end.
And do you only accept Latin script domain names, or do you accept the IDNs as well? And for those of you that do not know what IDNs are, IDNs is an international domain name. It's an abbreviation for having trademark. I'm sorry, having domain names registered in for trademarks in another script. For example, yeah. Cafe with an accent will then be an IDN, so that it can allow the domain name to actually show with an accent as well.
Yeah, we will accept Spanish IDNs right now, and we do plan to add additional IDNs in the future.
Wonderful.
The other thing I should mention, which I didn't talk about pricing. Obviously, we're in the Sunrise pricing phase, but I would mention for those who are listening that, number one, for .club, all of our renewal pricing is always at general availability pricing. So whether you've bought a premium name or whether you've bought the name during Sunrise, or general availability, the renewal will always be at the general availability pricing. And we price general availability very low. Because we see such a broad mainstream marketplace for .club, we thought it was important to keep our pricing as close to what people are familiar with .com as possible. So during general availability, you'll be able to get .club names from anywhere from $12 to $20, depending on the registrar, so per year. So we're keeping the prices at .com-type levels.
Super. And are there any particular registrars that you're working with, or is it an open, can anybody, Ali, when they're accredited, of course, register with .com?
Yeah, we have over 65 registrars already signed on who've signed our RRA and who are working with us. All of the top registrars worldwide, from GoDaddy to 1&1 to Anime, et cetera, et cetera. So web.com, Network Solutions, 1&1 Domain, on and on and on.
All right, super. Then we have one question that it was one of the questions. Apparently somebody said that .com would be more successful than .guru. One of the questions was if you have any comments in relation to that, but I don't know if you have.
Well, sure. That was our illustrious CEO, Colin Campbell, who made that comment in Domain Insight the other day. We're excited to see the success of .guru at this stage, but, based on our projections and expectations for .club, we do hope to, once we hit general availability, very quickly exceed the number of registrations that .guru has had thus far. I think .guru is a great name, but we see in terms of the common usage of .club throughout our language on a global basis, we see it as a larger opportunity.
Okay. Thank you. And then another question is, will there be premium names for .club that are not available, and is there already a list if you are working with premium names or not?
Yes, we do have a premium name reserve list, and we're working primarily with CETO as our premium name partner, also with the right of the dot for certain names. That list has not been published yet, but if anyone is interested in a premium name, they can certainly contact us, and we can put them in the right hands, whether that would be CETO or right of the dot.
Okay, super. Thank you. I believe there were some general questions on the TMCH as well that I'm going to take. We're discussing here internally. One of the questions that came up is how will you know, when we talk about notifications, I explained the trademark claims notifications, 90 mandatory periods, and then the extended monitoring system, what we call it. How will you know what it's coming from? What you will definitely, you will normally see it in the email self if it's relation to an extended trademark claims or a mandatory trademark claims. And there will be an opt-in services for this. So if you don't want to receive these services, you don't have to opt in. It is free of charge, of course, so there's only a benefit to opt in for these services as well. I think the rest was already answered through the chat. If that is not the case, please feel free to go ahead and submit another question through the chat to make sure that your question was answered. And we do want to repeat, this has been recorded. The presentation will be sent to you together with the recording. You will receive the presentation and the recording to the email address that you registered with. So this is why we're also asking to register for the different webinars now, to make sure that you receive, or the correct person receives the information on these presentations. And then I have one more question. This is related to the API. This is more for agents that are using the API. For those of you that are using, we have requested everybody to move to API version 2. And one of the questions there, can we extend the deadline to move to API version 2? So I will take a look to see if it's possible to extend that. So I'll get back to you on that. We'll check it with our internally to see if we can extend the deadline past, so to May. And I think at this moment that's it. Again, you're always happy to, if you have specific questions about the Trademark Clearinghouse, please feel free to contact us. We have a support line as well where you can talk to us. For those of you that, again, want to receive the tweets, please become a member of @tmchinfo so that you get regular updates on what's going on. And I want to give a special thanks to Jeff in providing this wonderful presentation on .club. And then I will wish everybody a happy day, further day, and give everybody 10 minutes back on their day. And thank you again, Jeff, and thank you all again for coming to the session.
Thank you, Vicki. Appreciate it.